Hey y'all, welcome to Ramdino Hiking and the Appalachian Trail Podcast. I'm your host, Ramdino. Thanks for joining me to build the hiker community, support the AT Thru Hikers, and to hear about trail news, hiking gear, section hikes, trail personalities, and all things trail. For a video version of this podcast, check out my YouTube channel, Ramdino Roaming the Trail. Now, let's get to walking and talking trail. Hey y'all, Ramdino here, coming at you again for another Appalachian Trail community news and Thru Hiker update. So we are starting to get towards the end of the hiker season for 2021. Now, what does that mean? Well, first off, it means that the woods here and up in the mountains are going to start just blossoming out with all kind of colors and stuff. So that's pretty neat. Looking forward to that. Also means we're getting less and less hiker updates, because there's less and less hikers out there on the trail, and folks are still summiting. That's awesome, and they'll continue to do so up until the time when Katahdin closes, or Baxter State Park rather closes, which is sometime around the middle of October. Could close a little sooner, just due to conditions, snowpack, moisture, what have you, anything that can harm the trails. But in any case, we'll keep bringing that to you till they close down. In the meantime, we're going to start kind of phasing in 2022 hikers. So we'll talk about that just a little bit, but I've had a lot of 2022 hikers reach out to me and say, when are you going to start talking about us? Well, that is coming up here in the very near future. Actually, we'll touch on it just a little bit here at the end of this video, but let's go ahead and talk about what's going on with the 2021 folks that are still out there. So we still got hikers out there, still got folks summoning. Skidmark, Baby Hands, and AARP, they have made it to Maine. Goob, he is through the whites and has entered Maine. Sev and Quicksilver, they have entered the Smokies. They said they haven't seen any Nobos since Damascus, and that would, even if, you know, that Damascus for them was not that long ago. And so if you're seeing Nobos then, those Nobos certainly going to be flipping up. But then they've seen some flip-floppers, but not really too many flip-floppers. They said the water's not been a problem since leaving Irwin, and even the seasonal water sources are good to go up there. So appreciate that update on the water sources out there. I know some down here, areas in the south, have been really dry. Where I'm at in the foothills of North Carolina, it's been really dry. Where Comong and I were up in Virginia here recently, it was extremely dry. Of course, that section there from Chestnut Knob through the Bland area is known as a dry section anyway, but it was like hardly any water, only one or two water sources for, you know, the 24 miles that we did while we were up there. Tex is back on trail. You recall she had some allergic reactions to the adhesive in some of the Leuco or KT tape she was using to prevent blisters, and it was actually causing blisters, but she thinks she has that resolved. She's only got just a short amount of time, just a few days to finish up the trail, and she'll be good to go. So looking forward to her finishes. Crinkles and Snoop Doggy Dog, they are back on the trail, leaving from Harper's Ferry. They're heading south, and they said the ATC office there is open, but you got to wear a mask. So we had put that out before. No big surprise there. Yak said that he has crossed into Maine with Yoo-Hoo, and they just met back up after being apart for 500 miles. So that's pretty cool. And he said that he had received some trail magic and had been getting it on a regular basis, even had gotten it from Miss Janet. So didn't realize Miss Janet was up that far north, but thanks a lot, Miss Janet, for helping them out there and helping other hikers out. They expect to summit Katahdin on the second or third week in September, and then they're going to be flipping to Daleville, Virginia, to finish Sobo all the way to Springer from there. Bandit, he's in Wrangley for a couple nights. He has got to heal up an injury. The Gallivanting Hikers, they are in New Jersey. Huck is crossing the Presidential Traverse in today, and he has been in the cold and wind and fog up there in New Hampshire and going across the Whites. Hadn't had a lot of views, but of course, as always, Huck's loving the trail, making the best out of it, so that's awesome. Luscious, Nate, Scotsman, Supertramp, and Ranger. They are in Massachusetts and should be in the Dalton area today. They said the water's been great south of there in the area that they've been in there. They also said there has been a lot of flooding next to the river and just in the trail in general. It's been pretty muddy. They ain't been as muddy as Vermud, I can tell you that right now. But in any case, they have had to do a lot of water walks through there. And, well, here, we'll show the video that Luscious sent us.
Definitely no way around this one. Oh, boy. Keeps getting deeper. Skeels are bad here too.
So all I got to say about that is, Luscious, is don't drown, turn around. Sometimes, you know, you can't turn around on the trail. You got to just keep charging forward. That's what they did. Hillbilly, he has passed a 2,000 mile mark and plans to summit on 9/11. Papa Groot, he has made it into New York, and he is somewhere around the Fort Montgomery area. He says the Nobo bubble has passed, which is sad because he is not getting any trail magic up there. So sorry to hear that up there, Papa Groot. Two Knees and Kilt, they are around the Andover area. So those are all the hikers that we have been updated that have sent me their updates this past week. If you want to send me your updates and you're still out there and want to be included in it, please let me know. Be more than happy to include you in our updates. If you get off the trail, let me know that you've gotten off the trail. I'll include that as well, particularly if you have social media, so those folks out there following you won't miss you and wonder what's happened to you. We care about you folks, believe it or not, and we want to know if you're not posting and you're posting on a regular basis and you don't, then we kind of get a little concerned about that. So send me those trail news, you know, water sources, what's going on, where your positions are. I don't give away your exact positions, so just for hiker safety, but send those to me and any kind of news you got about what's going on out there, particularly if we've had some issues with washouts up north due to that Hurricane Ida that came through and caused a lot of flooding, and we'll show you some of that here in just a minute. But send me a video as well. That'd be great. Just a quick 30-second video that I'll share with the viewers out there and the folks that are keeping up and tracking with everybody. So summits we had this week, we had a group, a family group called Field Trip. And they summited. They were a family of five. They had boys age 11. Hiker Box was his name. Driver was 13. Chappie was 14. And Unbreakable was 16. And their mother's trail name is Ms. Frizzle. She didn't give me her age, but her name, her trail name was Miss Frizzle, and she started out when they started at Springer Mountain on March 19th and summited on August 3rd, which it works out to be about 138 days. So they booked it on up the trail, and they began their final day at midnight down at the bottom down there in Baxter State Park, where you first start, where you hit the trail to get up to Katahdin, and they start at midnight so that they could be on the top for a mountain sunrise by the sign. So that is awesome to see Baxter Peak there with a sunrise. And they said there was nobody else up there but themselves. So Pino, she has summited. Runway also summited with Sling and Tin Man. Crazy Quilt, she has finished her hike, and she finished in Monson, and she started her hike in 2019 and had to get off, and now, but she came back in 2021 and now has finished her Correction, her hike, she started in 2020, but she had to get off. And so now she's back and finished in 2021. Maskus, he started his hike in Key West. He summited, and 250 days later, he was up there on the sign at Katahdin. He says he had no skips, no flips, and no slackpacking, and he is now on the International Appalachian Trail, continuing on north up into Canada, where he will finish out the Eastern Continental Trail. So that'll be awesome to see him finish that out. So, folks, if you summited, or I haven't mentioned you before, you've summited over the past week since our last update, or just summited I hadn't mentioned you, send me your summit announcement. If you registered, let me know what your registration number is for your summit pass that you got there at Baxter State Park to get up there, just so we can track and keep up with how many folks have summited. And then also send me your summit pictures, and we will include those in our weekly update. That way we can honor you and your great accomplishment. So some folks that got off the trail, the only folks this week we're aware of that got off was Coffee and Ready. They had to get off due to some injuries. They have been plagued with some injuries, some due to some footwear issues that they had that they had straightened out for a while. But when they first got on the trail, they just didn't seem to have the right shoes. When they got to Franklin, they went there to the local outfitter, got that straightened out, and they made it for a long, long time up there. But they had to go ahead and get off. The injuries were just piling up too much. So some trail news out there. The Gallivanting Hikers, of course, we reported they were from New Jersey. They sent us some video here. Said the creeks are overflowing and very deep, and the Longhouse Bridge was washed out there at the Longhouse Creek, and that was mile number 1367.6 Nobo. And it was washed out due to all the rain, the flash flooding. They said the creeks are overflowing and deep, and they said at this particular washout, they had no alternative but to just go for it. And when they stepped off the end there, it was about 4 feet deep. And then that was about the deepest, and they went up, you know, it came up to 2 to 3 feet by the time they got out over to the other bank. But there's a lot of rushing water through there, so seriously, I know that was the only way they said they had through there, but, you know, if you got any type of rope or something like that you can help each other with or tie it off, that may be the time to use that. Seriously, turn around, don't drown. That is not a good thing with water flowing through there like that. So any case, they made it through. We appreciate that update, knowing that that is out and people can plan accordingly. So if you're out there on the trail, you got some trail news or some washouts or water conditions or just anything in general, send those to me. A lot of folks out there are scanning and looking over and getting updates that I may not necessarily get update or may not have time to do, and so send those to me. I'll give you credit for that, and I'll greatly appreciate it if you would. And then the Alda Gathering, that is a go for October 8th through the 11th, which is the Columbus Day weekend. It's going to be in Abington, Virginia, so they got a great place to have it. They'll have the lunches there will be catered. You'll buy a meal ticket for that. There is a big soccer field right across from the main building where they're going to be having all the events and stuff in there. And then you can stay there, but you can't have a campfire. But just really close by, a short walking distance, apparently it goes into a different area of the campus. It's owned by somebody else, and you will be able to campfire there and some adult beverages as long as you consume them responsibly. So anyway, big thing is Alda Gathering is on for October 8th and 11th. When you're inside buildings, you are going to have to wear a mask, but when you're outside, anything goes, whatever you want to wear or don't want to wear, I suppose you don't have to wear. So then I've had lots of 2022 starters asking me, hey, when are you going to start including this in your updates, or when you're going to have your hiker list put out? So I responded to that I am going to put that out sooner rather than later. Right now, we've had over 846 hikers for 2022 that have registered their Nobo hike on the ATC website. So, a bunch of folks already planning ahead, and we've actually got somewhere around 16 folks that are starting as early as September of 2021. And typically what happens is they don't hike all the way through. When it starts getting really cold, they'll get off for the winter. That gets them in front of the bubble. Also gets them out of the really cold weather, and they usually try to make it to Hot Springs or even Damascus. And then at that point, they'll get back on probably February, March. That means they can get back on when it's a little warmer weather. They don't have to deal with the winter because they'll be in front of the bubble, hopefully. And that's the kind of idea behind that. And then I mentioned before that I'll be starting that hiker update list. So be on the lookout for that over the next couple weeks. And folks, send me your updates, summit, trail news, whatever you got out there. If you're a through hiker, where you're at on the trail. If you're a section hiker and you know, started in 2019, 2020, 2000 or 1950, send me your updates. We want to know when you finish the trail. Doesn't matter. That's a really neat occasion. We want to celebrate with you, so send that information to me. All right, folks, appreciate you watching this week. As always, appreciate you, and we'll see you out there.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. Hope you got some great information out of it. Check out my YouTube channel, Ramdino Roaming the Trails, at the link in the show notes below to see what you may have missed. Subscribe to it and this podcast and do us a real big favor, give us a good review. Feel free to send me any questions or comments, and if I don't have an answer, I'll make one up. I hope you're able to get out in the woods and go for a hike, and if so, we'll take the time to do it. Maybe take a friend, and if they're not a good friend, maybe get them lost. There's no better place to be lost than in the woods. It's not important how long or how far you go, just go.